Hey folks, it's pumpkin season. At J. Calvert Farms, they are a family farm trying to bring customers the best quality produce that they can buy. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com or check out their website at jcalvertfarms.com. And did I mention it's pumpkin season? Get over to J. Calvert Farms and find out what we know about this very special farming family. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, where we shine a light on those making a difference in the lives of others. Today, we're talking about something that touches millions of families: caregiving. More than 3 million men in the United States are living with prostate cancer, and behind many of those people stands a loved one offering strength, patience, and daily care. Now, a new national survey involving more than 500 caregivers and patients highlights just how critical these roles are. 85% of caregivers attend medical appointments, and they're four times more likely than patients to recognize treatment side effects. Joining me right now are Dr. Daniel George, medical oncologist and professor at Duke University School of Medicine, and Gina Carithers, president of the Prostate Cancer Foundation. We're going to talk about what this study reveals, what caregivers need, and how families can navigate this journey together. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Dr. Daniel George and Gina Carithers.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Glad to have you both. And Dr. George, let's start with you. Just for our listeners, give your background and what led you ultimately to being the medical oncologist and professor at Duke University School of Medicine.
Yeah, briefly, Mark, you know, medicine is a long journey, and I went into it probably like a lot of people, a little naive on what I was going to be as a doctor. but really influenced by some tremendous role models at Duke and at Johns Hopkins, where I did my training. It really inspired me to go not just into oncology, but into prostate cancer oncology. And it was a time when we had limited therapies, but I really was, like I think a lot of our patients today, banking on the future, that with in years to come that new therapies would evolve. And it's been a real privilege to be part of some of that journey, some of the drug development, and also to see how these new therapies have impacted people's lives. So I've been in the field now for over 25 years, and it's been a tremendous inspiration for me, both from my colleagues in the advanced field, but also the patients and the people that care for them.
On my show, Dr. George, I like to give people an opportunity to share about someone who made a positive impact in someone's life. As you talk about inspiration, was there someone or multiple people who inspired you to take this path in your life?
You know, early on when I was a resident in training, I met with some people at Johns Hopkins, and Don Coffey was a PhD researcher there who really started the program at Hopkins, made it what it was today, the research arm of a fantastic urological group. And as a full professor, you know, I went to see him. He took 5 hours to meet with me and talk with me and show me videos and movies and things of work that just was incredibly inspiring. So it was really Don Coffey who got me started, but John Isaacs was the lab I worked in when I was at Hopkins, and Bill Nelson and Jonathan Simons were at that time young faculty members in prostate cancer and were really the role models that I saw as people I'd like to emulate. So it was really a group of folks there that inspired me, and I, you know, struggle today to live up to their, you know, aspirations. But it's a great field. It's very, very supportive. The Prostate Cancer Foundation that Gina leads is really home base for many of us across the field internationally, and it's really a wonderful community that's grown out of that foundation.
And Gina Carithers, share about your path as well.
So yes, Mark, thanks. I started out in the pharmaceutical industry and spent 21 years there, and in that journey in the drug industry, it was patients first. The last several years, I worked in the area of HIV and led our global virology franchise. And I recognized that the patients were at the center of everything that needed to be done. If we kept the view on our patients, then our decision-making and our intentionality would follow and benefit the larger community. And after that, I was involved in urology, and that led me to build a website called Uro Today that's very physician-centric, and it's an education portal to give open access, free of charge, globally to physicians for everything that's evolving in the genitourinary cancers, malignancies. Prostate cancer is the leading cancer in our GU space. And it is the largest cancer that affects men's lives. And we see 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime in the United States. And 1 in 6 men of African-American descent. And so it seemed like a natural segue for my career to begin to then lead the Prostate Cancer Foundation when that opportunity came along 4 years ago. And so it's an honor and a privilege now to be a part of funding research, such as the work with Dr. Dan George at Duke and others across this country, and to really steward an organization that's been here since 1993, long before we had lots of the medications that I'm sure Dr. George will talk about, and supporting patients and their loved ones through this journey, in combination with our healthcare providers.
Are there any inspirational individuals that you would like to share about?
Yeah, so when I entered the space of urology, I went to Penn And I spent 6 months with the head of urology, the chairman of that department, Dr. Alan Ween. And at the time, Dr. Ween was running this program, and he ran it for over 43 years. And the residents in this program were so inspiring to me because as surgeons, they were looking to work with their colleagues, the medical oncologists and the radiation oncologists, to support patients through, at that time, a journey that did not offer a tremendous depth of medical support, but had, of course, the same needs the men have today for support of their caregivers and loved ones and their families.
Dr. George, let's get into this survey. When you look at the results, what immediately stood out to you?
You know, there's a couple of things in there, Mark, that kind of jumped out to me. First, you know, half of the caregivers for these prostate cancer patients are men. And, you know, we typically assume, you know, wives and daughters and families are going to be there. But the fact is that there is a male community that's supporting other men, you know, friends, colleagues, you know, brothers, a lot of people. And it's really inspiring to me to see that sort of man-to-man support. In addition, there are a lot of, you know, children, you know, grown daughters and sons and wives that are involved as well in there. That this high rate of caregiver presence in these visits. And not just silent partners, but contributors, helping these patients, one, feel comfortable telling their story. I think a lot of patients, when they go to see the doctor, they want to put on a good face. And it's so important for us as healthcare professionals to hear from these patients really what they're experiencing. So we know how to treat them, how to manage and modify those treatments and support those symptoms. So it's such a critical role. And then I think a lot of the treatments that we give, Mark, they cause harm. And it's so important for patients to recognize that, you know, that they're active participants in their well-being and their ability to tolerate these therapies. I tell patients, you know, that your most important caregiver is yourself. Taking care of yourself and investing in your own body and health and diet is so important. Having a partner or a team of caregivers to support that is really critical, but owning your health is so important when it comes to cancer.
Gina, from the Prostate Cancer Foundation side, what surprises you most about how involved caregivers are in the day-to-day activities?
At the Prostate Cancer Foundation, we see a tremendous number of questions coming in from the support network behind the men who've been diagnosed with this disease. And the men themselves asking for help and guidance. I think that's what really surprised me the most, is the digging in to understand what is a fairly complex cancer, but looking to understand this disease process and looking how they themselves, the patient, and those in their support network around them can encourage them and help them through this journey. And we know exercise and nutrition are super important, and we get a tremendous number of questions about that, as well as side effects of the medications, et cetera. But it's surprising the amount of engagement that is required from an organization like the Prostate Cancer Foundation for the patients and caregivers.
Dr. George, why do you think caregivers often recognize symptoms or side effects sooner than the patient does?
You know, Mark, it's really interesting when you think about dynamics. You know, when we, you know, have symptoms, we tend to internalize a lot of those feelings and maybe not want to express them, even to ourselves. And it's so important from caregivers who are close to these patients, living with them or seeing, spending time with them hours at a time, to be able to recognize when somebody is suffering and maybe internalizing some of those feelings and help to bring a voice to them. So I think it really is incumbent on those caregivers to feel empowered to do that. So it's really in the patient's best interest to help us understand in these private settings what they're experiencing so we can all help them, including those healthcare professionals. And it's really the caregivers closest to them that have the best view, longitudinal view on what those symptoms are.
Gina, obviously there's a lot of pressure on both individuals, the caregiver and the person who is battling this cancer. When we think about that, what do you hear from caregivers about balancing compassion and exhaustion?
Yes, Mark, that's a great question. It's really important that we stress to the caregivers, the support network around the patient, just as we do to the patients, that they need to take care of themselves. We know that good nutrition and exercise and sleep really matter. It helps us to have external people, both for the patient and the caregiver, to the people closest to the journey, have external people that can also lend support to them and to give them another ear or another break in the process of care. And so we know that really does create balance for the caregiver. And it's as essential for the caregiver to take care of themselves and to limit as much as they can the exhaustion and to keep up their strength and their sense of humor and their compassion.
Joining me right now are Dr. Daniel George, medical oncologist and professor at Duke University School of Medicine, as well as Gina Carithers, president of the Prostate Cancer Foundation, as we talk about caregivers managing appointments, offering encouragement, and really holding everything together. A new national survey of over 500 caregivers and patients shows just how vital these roles are. And if you'll both stick with me, we'll go into another segment and we'll talk some more about the understanding the caregiver's role, as well as strength, support, and hope, okay?
That sounds great.
I hope you'll stick with us too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. The Athens Bible School for the Students Golf Tournament has been rescheduled to Monday, November 17th at Canebrake Golf Club in Athens. Registration starts at 10:15 with lunch from Southern Table at 10:30 and tea time at 11:30. It's going to be a great day of fellowship and fun that helps support Athens Bible School students and teachers. Get your team registered or become a sponsor today at athensbibleschool.org or call 256-232-3525. That's the For the Students Golf Tournament, November 17th at Canebrake Golf Club, and we'll see you on the course. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information.
This is William Lee Golden with Elkridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Kid on second base wants dad.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. It's my privilege right now to have Dr. Daniel George and Gina Carithers with me right now. Dr. George is a medical oncologist and professor at Duke University School of Medicine. And then Gina Carithers is president of the Prostate Cancer Foundation. Welcome back to the show.
Glad to be back.
Thanks, Mark.
Dr. George, let's talk about the human side of things. You've seen families go through difficult seasons together. What does resilience look like to you in this setting?
It's a great question, Mark. You know, the fact is that there's individual resilience and then there's interpersonal resilience. And it's so important to recognize that we really need both in this journey. That internal resilience comes from a lot of life lessons that people have. You know, life isn't easy, and most of these patients diagnosed with prostate cancer are older and can lean on some of those experiences to help them, you know, deal with the changes that they're going to experience. With prostate cancer, a lot of the therapies that we use, particularly for advanced prostate cancer treatment, are hormonal-based, meaning that we're going to be targeting testosterone in particular and lowering those levels. And they have a lot of effects on people, physical, in terms of muscles and bones and energy, but also psychological in terms of, you know, impulsivity and emotional ability and even, you know, loss of motivation. It's so important for people to be able to recognize that that's the hormonal therapy changes, not them, and to be able to separate and own like what they can do to offset that. And there's a lot that patients can do, but it's not necessarily a pill that's going to make the difference. A lot of it is the lifestyle they lead and their ability to maintain their activity, even at a slower pace. And then the interpersonal is so important because these changes are things that other people, you know, remote to them may not necessarily notice, but the people living closest to them will. And it's so important to share and discuss and be open and have people you trust that you can talk to about how you're feeling. And this is where I think even layers of support, like support groups, are so important for, you know, couples and families going through this and even individuals who don't necessarily have all that support. These support groups can really be another layer of resiliency in not feeling alone or isolated, but part of a community, not by choice, but that you're part of, that can help you learn to live and survive and even thrive with advanced prostate cancer.
My show recognizes individuals in our communities, and when there is an effort to support them, to encourage them, I try to use my show as a vehicle to do that. And Gina, when we come together as a community, neighbors, workplaces, we rally around these patients and the caregiver. How can they do that best, in your opinion, through the foundation's experience?
Yes, I think when you know, patients, this is a long journey for most of the men diagnosed with prostate cancer. Whether or not they are diagnosed early and through screening, which is highly recommended, once diagnosed, the treatment, if done in that early stage, can lead to 99% of the time a cure. But they still go through surveillance. They're still having their PSA checked routinely. And for those men who are diagnosed with the prostate cancer outside of the region of the prostate, who are metastatic at diagnosis, where it's moved to other parts of their body, those men also have a long journey. And while their journeys are somewhat different, they both have a mental health aspect to them to deal with their own physical changes that occur because of this and the psychological impacts of managing through cancer itself. And then the families and their communities being there to support them through it is uplifting and extremely helpful, because anyone who's battling cancer, having colleagues and communities of people where you're social, where you're networking, where you're continuing to live and participate in your daily activities, exercise, sharing meals, conversation, on laughter. Those are essential. So at the Prostate Cancer Foundation, we offer webinars for patients, whether it's localized disease or advanced disease, and also support webinars for the caregivers themselves. And we find that providing tools and resources for activities they can do together is extremely helpful and guides them to be able to manage through and support their own resilience as they lead lives through this disease.
Dr. George, what advances in prostate cancer treatment give you optimism right now for these families?
Well, Mark, I have to say I've been in this field for 25 years, and there's probably not been a more hopeful time than it is today. In just the last 10 years, we have more than doubled the survival of patients with advanced prostate cancer. And some of these men are in long-term remissions. Who knows how long they could live with this disease under control? So it's really hopeful. But particularly now, the studies underway looking at novel ways to activate our immune system to fight cancer has really revolutionized some other cancer fields like lung cancer and melanoma, and it's coming to prostate cancer. Some of these newest therapies that we see in development look so incredibly promising now. I can't wait for them to get out there and to do the big studies that get them regulatory approval and to the broad market. So I think that's an area that's really exciting. And then another area is these agents that target the tumor directly. They deliver therapy directly to the cancer and not to the rest of the body. You know, chemotherapies, other treatments, they take a toll on patients, but these more targeted therapies, particularly ones linked to new forms of radiation therapy, already in practice, changing the outlook for patients with advanced prostate cancer. They'll be moving earlier and earlier in the disease in combination with our other approaches. And I think these offer some real hope. And then lastly, there's a lot of genetics that we're understanding about prostate cancer, different subgroups of prostate cancer based on the cancer genetics that we can develop targeted therapy to or around. And these two have already proven beneficial in advanced disease, probably going to work even earlier when we use them at patients first diagnosed with stage 4 or metastatic prostate cancer. So a lot of real hope here that we can start combining these therapies to get more and more men into deep remissions, maybe, as Gina said, time off treatment, and maybe, you know, long-term, you know, some real hope that this is a disease that they don't have to die from. And that's really ultimately, you know, I think what patients need in order to have the resiliency to keep going. So all this is intertwined, and it gives the caregivers motivation. It really helps the whole operation, the more hope we can offer patients.
And Gina, what's a message you would like to leave caregivers as we close this conversation out?
I'd like to tell caregivers to take care of themselves through this journey. It's a long journey, and it's so important that they maintain their own health, their physical health, their own well-being, their mental health, so that they can be the best support mechanism possible. And also that the Prostate Cancer Foundation has many resources available for them and the patients themselves. And that can be located at the Prostate Cancer Foundation's website at pcf.org.
Thank you, Dr. Daniel George and Gina Carithers, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
My pleasure, Mark. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Mark.
Caring for a loved one with prostate cancer takes heart, humility, and courage. And it's clear caregivers play an irreplaceable role in both recovery and hope. Many thanks to Dr. Daniel George from Duke University School of Medicine and Gina Carithers with the Prostate Cancer Foundation for joining me today. To learn more about prostate cancer resources and caregiver support, visit pcf.org. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
The Athens Bible School for the Students Golf Tournament has been rescheduled to Monday, November 17th at Canebrake Golf Club in Athens. Registration starts at 10:15 with lunch from Southern Table at 10:30 and tea time at 11:30. It's going to be a great day of fellowship and fun that helps support Athens Bible School students and teachers. Get your team registered or become a sponsor today at athensbibleschool.org or call 256-232-3525. That's the For the Students Golf Tournament, November 17th at Canebrake Golf Club, and we'll see you on the course. Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.